This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up!
The Wake Up Call!
Kevin, Katie, and Ray on 106.5 The End.
Now that it's 2020, I found this article that'd be rather interesting. Bringing back slang from 1920 into 2020.
Okay, I love this because I love old-timey phrases.
You know, we started doing it too, like last year. They're like, oh, the Roaring Twenties are back.
Right.
Which wasn't really that great of a decade in America.
It was a rough time.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was super rough.
I have been trying to get the expression month of Sundays back for years now, but no, it doesn't seem to be catching on.
Intern Kevin is here. Good morning, Intern Kevin.
Good morning.
I figured it would be a good test for Intern Kevin if we ran over some of the lingo that they had back in the 1920s to see if he could identify what those words mean.
Oh, okay.
And then we can talk amongst ourselves if these are words that we should bring back in 2020.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay, I'm excited.
All right, we'll start off with somewhat of an easy one. Are you ready?
Okay.
If someone uses the phrase, hey, bank's closed.
Huh.
What do you think that means?
You can't borrow money from me anymore.
Oh, that's a pretty good guess. No, that's not right.
Oh. Okay.
That's what you tell someone to stop making out. Like, hey,
what?
Hey, your kid's over there. Bank's closed. Skedaddle.
How about that? How ironic that this is when the Great Depression happened, too.
right.
Okay.
Bearcat.
Bearcat. probably someone that's bigger, but he's more of a feminine bigger.
Nope. It's a lively, spirited woman, possibly with a fiery streak.
Oh, guess who's getting called a bearcat?
I hope it's both me and Kevin.
All right, here's the next one. Cheaters. What would you think if someone in the 1920s was like, oh, grab me my cheetahs over there?
Shoes.
No.
Overalls. Underpants.
Nope.
Cell phone.
No.
It's your glasses.
Your glasses. Bifocals.
Glasses? Yeah. Are cheaters?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't see.
Then how are they cheaters?
Because they're putting something on that lets them see. Nature selected them for elimination, but we're cheating it.
Yeah.
I see.
Here's your next one. Don't take any wooden nickels.
Were nickels wooden before?
No, they never were.
Pencils.
You think it means pencils?
Really? Don't take any pencils.
Yeah,
from the
don't
hotel.
You do it from the hotel.
From the hotel.
From the
yeah.
hotel. No.
Well,
you're out.
I'm out.
Okay.
Wooden nickels.
It means don't do anything dumb. Like, if you were to accept wooden nickels, those are obviously
you
fake.
Yeah,
idiot.
Obviously. Yeah. Like, we all know nickels are made out of copper.
Nope.
All right, handcuff. If someone said, hey, that's a fancy looking handcuff you got there.
A bracelet.
Nope.
Necklace?
Nuh-uh.
Fingernails.
Close.
Oh.
Engagement ring.
Oh, because you're handcuffed to your wife.
That's a fun one.
We can bring that back.
Okay.
We can bring that back.
All right, here's another one. Hotsy-totsy.
Hotsy-totsy.
If you were to give someone, it's a compliment, if you were to give someone a hotsy-totsy.
Oh, like you're smoking hot, like, oh, she over there is a hotsy-totsy.
You got it,
don't
yeah.
play
attractive
with me.
And
there
pleasing to the eye.
I'm going to start calling you my little
hotsy-totsy.
Oh,
my God, I'm going to call everyone hotsy-totsy.
All right, here's your last one, Kevin. Are you ready?
I am.
If you were to say the word Jake, but not in the context of someone's name.
Jake. Like dodging someone, like oh, I'm going to Jake him because I don't like him. Like you walk the other way.
Not necessarily.
You slap him.
Well,
no.
Wow.
Oh, you do them dirty. Mm-mm. Like you got jaked.
Nope.
It's actually the opposite of that.
You do them good?
Everything's fine. Don't worry. Everything's Jake. Everything's good over here.
Huh.
That's dumb.
Why do you think
that is dumb?
Is Jake like a holy Bible person or what?
That's Jacob is a biblical name, but not Jake. So what do you think it was? What was so positive about the name Jake 100 years ago?
Is it because guys named Jake are usually hot?
No.
Oh,
they're
wow.
not Jeez. Hot. Jake, I met an ugly Jake before. He would not be called Jake.
All right.
So he was no hotsy-totsy in
no,
your
he
mind.
Wasn't.
Right, okay.
What would he be called instead?
Nazi Motsy.
Well, oh my
wow.
God.
Yeah,
Nazi.
Jeez. Leaf like.
You took that dark.
No, I'm just telling you what I know. Sorry.
Oh, you don't know what a Nazi is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.